Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's why I wake up in here. God is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. How many can give him a great big hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm going to come today and read Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the heavens of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpet, sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine. Ain't that right, Dick and Grant? Yeah. And single or group dance. Praise him with string and wind instruments or flutes. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and again, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
On every occasion that I come here to do what I'm called to do, I never seem to be able to stay on script with my notes and rehearsals. So they are the words that come from Jesus. And if they don't come, I'm listening to him. I did come across some reading, and it's most familiar, and all of the words, the scriptures, or a encouragement to me, a roadmap of how God wants to live the life that is pleasing to him. And I refer to Proverbs. In the third chapter, it reads, "My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of your days and years of life worth living, and tranquility and prosperity, the wholeness of life's blessings will be added to you." And it goes on to say that, "Do not let mercy and kindness and truth leave you. Let these qualities define you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." And then the assurance is for us to trust in the Lord confidently with all of your heart. And don't rely on your own insight or understanding. Because if you're like me, I get confused about what I think about. But it says, in all of your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord our God is in our, he inhabits our praise. And he's walking right with you in our adversities. But trust in and rely on. Then we go on to this period of celebration that we recognize what the Lord did in going to an old rugged cross and taking on what we deserve. I am reminded that on the night before our Savior was betrayed, when he sat in the upper room with his disciples, when he take bread, broke it, and blessed it, saying, "This is my body, which is for you. Let us eat together." And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup, blessed the cup, saying, "This is the blood in the New Testament. For as often as you drink this, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again." Let us drink together. Amen. 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 Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. Ushers, if there are those in the vestibule, you may allow them in at this time. Another opportunity to come before the throne of grace. In corporate prayer and praise, we extend this invitation to you if you so care to. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, right now we stand by side against brothers and sisters. But Lord, thank you for your presence, that you stand side by side, watching over, lifting us up, whispering to us, massaging our hearts, allowing us to confide in you. Lord, not holding anything back, not hiding anything from you, but humble as we know how, as broken as we are, we thank you for grace and mercy, undeserved favor. Lord, we don't know what to ask for, but all we do right now is just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For things as well as they are. It would be false and inaccurate of us to consider that you don't know what's going on. So, Lord, we call on the righteous and holy one, the sovereign living God. That lives within our hearts, that is life-giving blood and is every beat of our heart. We thank you, Lord, for the favor that you have shown over us. Lord, we are residing right now in a broken world. And Lord, the conversation is, Lord, what do we do? What's going to happen? Who are we going to turn to? But look no further than to the hills that cometh our help. And Lord, if things don't change around and about us, you can change our heart. I thank you, Heavenly Master, that you're changing each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. You're molding us, shaping us, creating us more into your image. You created us for your purpose. And Lord, we're so grateful. From the foundation of the world, you set us on a path, a journey, and a destiny. And one day we're going to come back. We're going to come back to where we belong. To live in your presence throughout ceaseless ages. So right now, Lord, though we just pray and humbly ask that you to continue to do what you do. Keep pride away. Keep envy away. Keep jealousy away. Concentrating on you. We're here for you, Lord, and not for ourselves. And we will praise you, thank you, worship you forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
You And oh, how you counsel me. And it still amazes me that I am your friend.
So now pour out my heart to you. Here in your presence I am made new.
walk with me.
Oh, how you walked with me. Oh, how you talk with me.
You talk with me.
Oh, how you tell me.
Praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
Praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
thank you for the pain.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the rain.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the trials.
Hallelujah.
He brought me through. Hallelujah.
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 Give God some praise one more time. Amen. God, our Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that you've done and all that you are. And we ask you now to speak your word to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to three passages of scripture briefly. The first is in Psalm 51. The second is in John chapter 8. And the third is in Ephesians chapter 2. Psalm 51, John chapter 8, Ephesians chapter 2. Psalm 51. Boy, y'all need some serious prayer. I'm serious. Psalm 51, John chapter 8, Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to read one verse out of Psalm 51. We've been talking recently about how Adam, or the Adams, sold us into sin, and how we were basically sold into sin before we even came into this world. That's why you're going to read this next chapter, and given what you know about that, this should help make a little bit more sense about, y'all remember that? Hello? Okay, all right. Remember, we were sold in sin. We were sold under somebody else's dominion, which is why Jesus had to come pull us out from under that dominion and put us in his. We're still looking at that today. One scripture out of Psalm 51, verse number 5. Look at what David says. Behold, I was brought forth in a state of iniquity. My mother was sinful, who conceived me, and I too am sinful. Born in sin. Born in sin. Now, let's go to Ephesians 2. And sometimes I don't regret either, but sometimes I'm hesitant to let everybody know they were born in sin. Because when you have people of upstanding character like Bruh Joe Wartz, you know, it's hard, but Brother Joe, I'm just reading the Bible, man. I'm just reading the Bible, bruh. That's all I'm doing. Verse number one. Okay, first of all. When a person is born into this world, if a baby, God forbid, but it has happened, is born into this world not having life in it, that baby is usually referred to as a stillborn. Each of us were spiritually stillborns. We were born dead. Are y'all here?
Yeah.
We were born spiritually dead. Y'all got that? That's why when we read verse 1, and you he made alive, when you were what?
Dead.
Slain by your trespasses and what?
Sin.
All right, keep reading now. In which at one time you walked habitually. Now look at what you were doing. You weren't leading nobody. All right, you weren't leading nobody. You were following. Come on, y'all. The course and fashion of this world. Look at this. We're under the sway of the tendency of this present age. Something else was influencing you to want things that are not going to give you spiritual life. That's why the God of this world put everything out in front of you. So if you want the material, you're going to forget about the spiritual. Y'all here with me? Keep reading. You were following the prince, y'all see me? Of the power of the air. Now look at this, y'all. This is what this means in the Greek. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that's, back up. You were obedient to and under the control. Of a demon. How many of y'all believe the Bible? All right. I'm just reading what's in the book. Ain't nothing wrong with me. The fact that you can make that statement lets us know something is very wrong with you. Look, you don't have to go to the movies to find out demon-possessed people. The Bible tells you you was one. Your head didn't spin. Unless you took the wrong drugs. You see what I'm saying? But others... Dr. Jones said, yep, that's true. You know,
But your head didn't spin. You wasn't vomiting. You wasn't levitating. You wasn't doing all that. Satan and his emissaries do not appear. They send you these false images so you won't see what they're really like. They come in to play on your passions, play on your desires. Just like bait to a fish. And the stuff that's inside of our flesh basically supplies the bait. And they take a bite. When they take a bite, you don't see the bait no more. Yada yada. So you think you cool. And you don't understand, you don't see the bait. That's why ain't no nobody in a position to judge nobody else. Except for Brother Ward. Except for Brother Ward. Ain't now. You know I had. I ain't messed with you in a long time, man. You got to give it. He say, go on, get your feel, man. He going to call me and talk about me tomorrow. But the thing is, when you look at all of this, this is why you can't judge. This is why the Bible says, beware when you think you're standing. Because you ain't standing as straight as you think you standing. Everybody has a whole big old room in your house called room for improvement. Here's your bar, you like that? Room for improvement. And that's the biggest room in your house. But understand, you were born in sin. You were born with a spirit. I thought you was coming down here. Oh, you just bringing her a fan? Oh, y'all didn't see Deuce. He had that little cool walk, came down, sat in the fan. Then he went back to the seat. You see, in all of these things, to understand, we were born in sin. You were born with a spiritual congenital condition. You were born with a spiritual congenital condition. Congenital conditions cannot be reversed unless there is a new birth. Congenital conditions cannot be reversed unless there is a new birth. Which is why, Deacon Yokely, the Bible says, Jesus said, marvel not when I tell you, you must be born again. Now, born again doesn't mean you join the church. Born again means that you ain't no longer out there in the streets. Born again don't mean you don't go clubbing because you too old. Yeah, no, I've grown out of that. That is a past phase. No, that arthritis telling you don't be going out there. That's what that is. Oop, look, people up here rubbing their knees, child. Look at you know they up here rubbing their knees. I know that's right, child. But you know they got the design, Sister Cargill, when you look at them and they say, well, back in the day. But understand, now if you are born under someone else's control, are y'all reading this? How in the world can you have free will? That makes sense? That makes sense, Representative Raymond? he in the state Senate or the House of Representatives, ain't you? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be looking for you to I can't even think of what I wanted to say. But the thing is, when you're dealing with this, understand, that's why the first thing you have to do when you are truly going to be a child of God is confess your state of being. You don't come to God bringing nothing. Ain't nothing you can give him he hadn't given you first. Oh, I'm a give God my talents. No. No. By the energy of God and the activation of the Holy Spirit, you are going to use the talents he placed in you. But you ain't giving him your talent because you didn't give it to yourself. Y'all here with me? You didn't give yourself nothing. Yes, I'm dead. Okay. If I'm dead, since you've been in here, how many breaths did you give yourself? You hollering about, yes, I'm dead. How many breaths did you give yourself? How many times while we've been talking have you regulated your heartbeat? How many times since we've been having this conversation have you ever instructed your white blood cells where to go defeating something in you you don't even know is there? Come on, y'all, let's keep reading. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the who? The careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving. Who always fighting against the purposes of God. Y'all here? Look at the next verse. Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our pure and pristine sensual nature. What did it say about you? That ain't what your Bible says. You say corrupt. It say corrupt. Okay. If you naturally corrupt, How you walk around telling people you a good person? Oh Lord, let me get a good look, because some of y'all I might not see no more. But how many of y'all, when you talk about, how can you talk about you? Now do you understand why Jamar Jesus said, there is none good? You ain't good because you comparing yourself against somebody else. That's just a dirty rag comparing itself to another dirty rag, that's all. Jesus said, when they called him, they came to Jesus and they said, good master, but he was in the flesh. So he said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but. Ain't nothing in the flesh good. What did Paul say in Romans 7? He said, in my flesh, I recognize there is no good in me. That's why one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is goodness. Is somebody listening to me up in here? All right, y'all. So everybody with me so far? All right. We finna wind this up. Look at verse 3. Among these is well, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh. Our behavior governed by our corrupt and sensual nature. That's not obeying. That's another word. It say obey. Obeying. Okay, if you obeying something, you ain't in charge. Obeying, and look what you were obeying. The impulses of the flesh and the what? Look at this. Our cravings dictated by our senses and our what? Now you understand why Isaiah said, Sister Height, when he saw the king high and lifted up, he said, woe is me, for I am undone. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it. I am undone. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. How do I know I'm undone? Because mine eyes have seen. That's why Jesus said, when individuals don't obey me, the Lord hadn't pulled that veil. Y'all remember we talked about that veil? Lord hadn't pulled that veil back. Lord hadn't pulled that veil back. And they just like Pharisees. We think we good because we following our rules. And that's why Jesus told the Pharisees, you'd be all right if you were following my father. But the reason you against me is because you following your father. Y'all come on to John 8. Go on, John 8. John 8. And now y'all can stop wondering why some people act the way they act. Well, maybe God, they're going to change. If God don't change them. And some of them ain't supposed to change. They supposed to stay around you so you can see what blind folk look like. Don't be asking the Lord to get rid of all of them. No, the Lord keeps them around. I know some of y'all in here at work or wherever been saying, Lord, why don't you get rid of her? She always professed she a Christian. She got stuff all up over her wall. Jesus is the way. Jesus is my light. Jesus is all that. And she just as mean as a snake. She low down. She everything. She ain't right, Jesus. You need to get rid of her. No, Lord saying, no, 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 no. I ain't going to get rid of her, because if I get rid of her, you going to forget you. No, no. I need you to be reminded of where I could have had you. Oh, that's a good one. That ain't the Holy Spirit. I need you to be reminded of where I could have had you. And no, hello, and that's why I told you to love her, because she there to teach you. Why do you think I said love your enemies? Why do you think I said everything around you is for you? Yeah, some of y'all, what was that? Kingdom Come. That was that movie Kingdom Come. And what the Jada Pinkett? Remember what y'all remember that movie Kingdom Come? Jada Pinkett. Y'all remember when she was in that movie? Well, remember when that was at the dining table and she found out what her husband's name was? Scooter? What his name was? Kingdom Come. Okay. Yeah. Look, we done completely digressed. Look here. But anyway, y'all remember when she had that scene where somebody said something, she said, take me now! That's probably what some of y'all thinking right now. That's why you can't run away from them. That's why you can't run from them. You can't run from your lesson. You can't run from your class. That's why the Lord didn't say, if you go through some fire, I'm going to be with you. If you go through some water, I'm going to. He said, when. We don't talk about Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael outside of the fiery furnace. We talk about what happened when they were. God didn't show up outside. So anybody going through a fire furnace situation right now, understand it is necessary because God is going to show up in the furnace. And I'm a witness. God can do some miraculous things. And when your lesson is over, they'll be gone. Now, when the Lord move them, don't go looking for them. When the Lord move them, don't you go looking for them. You just keep going on your merry way. Come on, y'all, John 8, I got to finish. Deacon Smith down here trying to distract me. Y'all here?
Yeah.
John 8. I'm going to John 8, Sister Lay. Give me a minute. Y'all so insistent. Verse number 31. Everybody there? It's going to be my last one. Are y'all glad y'all been saved? Y'all glad God chose y'all? Yeah. 31. So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, if you abide, if you do what?
Abide.
in my what? Word. Hold fast to my what? Teachings, and live in accordance with them. You are truly my disciples. And you will know the what?
Truth.
And the truth will what? The truth is going to do what?
Set
you free. You don't need to be set free if you already. Keep reading. They answered him, "We are Abraham's offspring, descendants, and have never been in bondage to anybody. What do you mean by saying you will be set free?" Jesus answered them, "I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, whoever commits and practices sin y'all hear?" And look what he says after that. "Now a slave does not remain in a household permanently. The son of the house does remain permanently." So if the son does what?
Liberation.
Oh, now y'all said they're too weak. If the son does what?
Liberation.
And makes you what? Free men. Then you are really and unquestionably free. Y'all got that? Okay, just for interest, we're going to keep reading. Yes, I know that you're Abraham's offspring, yet you plan to kill me because. Yeah, I know that you are Abraham's offspring, yet you plan to kill me because. Makes no progress. But look at the next part that Greek word says. It doesn't even have a place in you. Stop. Now that's scary. When God created you without a place to hold the truth. No wonder you always bitter. No wonder you always rebellious. No wonder you always resentful. No wonder you always thinking this is about you, making yourself being the victim, because truth ain't got no place. No wonder you can never look at yourself and say, "Lord, it's me." Thank you, sweetheart. I'm getting me some good claps down here from the bottom. You know, it's me. It's me. No, it wasn't them. I thought it was them when I was blind. But now I know it's me. Can't see it's me if the blinders are still on. Because if the blinders are on, it's always. Look what they done to me. All I tried to do was live a life for the Lord, and look at what they done to me. Keep reading. Come on. Next verse. I tell the thing. Y'all get 37? Now, I tell the things which I have learned at my father's side. Look what Jesus said, which I have seen and learned at my father's side. Your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Then that must mean that everybody is not God's child. Oh, wow. What a revelation. So everybody's not God's child. Everybody been telling me we all God's children. You mean they've been lying to me all these years? Yep. Larry, what you laughing at? I'm going to throw this microphone out here at you in a minute. What you doing? Yeah, everybody. Yeah, told y'all. One of the things that we're going to do, the truth, Jamal Juaniqua, is to unpack all these lies we've been told. Keep reading, y'all. They retorted, "Abraham is our father."
Jesus said, if you were truly Abraham's children, then you would do the works of Abraham, follow his example, do as Abraham did.
But y'all have heard from who? God. This ain't what Abraham acted.
But you are doing the works of your own father.
They said to him, we are not illegitimate children and born out of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father. Woo! Did y'all get that? Come on, Sister Lorraine. I know y'all hear me. Right there, you and Lizette. I know y'all hear me. If God were, which means he ain't. If God were your father, then you would love me and what? Respect me and do what? Welcome me gladly, for I proceeded and came forth from God out of his very presence. I didn't even come on my own authority or of my own accord as self-appointed, but he sent me. But let me clarify something to you, brothers. Why do you misunderstand what I say? It's because you are unable to hear what I am saying. You cannot bear to listen to my message. Your ears are shut to my teaching because you are of your father, the devil. Now, these was the church folk he's talking to. Okay? And what did he say? It is your will to practice what? The lusts and gratify the desires which are characteristic of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar himself and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. You don't trust me. You don't rely on me. You don't adhere to me. Who of you convicts me of wrongdoing or finds me guilty of sin? Then if I speak the truth, why do you not believe, trust me, rely on, and adhere to me? Because whoever is of God listens to God. Those who belong to God hear the words of God. And this is the reason that you do not listen to those words or to me, because you do not belong to God and are not of God or in harmony with him. Now, I'm not going to read continually, but the thing is, they couldn't receive what was wrong with them. So look at the next verse. I'm going to go read it. Yeah, I'm going to read it. The Jews answered him, are we not right when we say you are a Samaritan and that you have a demon? That you are under the power of an evil? Look at that. Can't even receive it. Then you gonna say God is being influenced by a demon. When you the one that's got the demon. Okay. That's all for today. Oh man, we didn't even do no hooping today. Should we hoop some at the end? Don't leave it alone. All right, okay. All right. What I want y'all to walk away from here knowing this, that's why the Lord said, if you belong to me, you will abide in my word. Y'all here with me?
Yeah.
That's why
I'm not here to construct a presentation to present to you. I'm here to feed you spiritual manna so that you can grow and become strong. All right, bow our heads. God, our Father, we thank you so very much for all that you've done, all that you are. We ask you to please continue to move us in the direction you want us to go so that you are glorified in and through us. There may be somebody here who has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are moved to do so right now, it's because the Holy Spirit is doing that for you. And if that be the case, then say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and I pray that you have created a place in me to receive the truth. If there's somebody who wants to join this fellowship, you're very welcome. In the front of you, which is in the slat of the pew in front of you, there are cards. Feel free to fill out that card front and back. On your way out in the vestibule, there is a box that's in the shape of a cross. Please put that card in that box. And when you put that in there, we will have members of the membership intake team get in touch with you. And it would be an honor for us to love you with the love of Jesus the Christ. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be all glory, majesty, dominion, and power, not only now but through the eternities of the eternities. It is in Jesus' name in the Greek, Yeshua in the Hebrew, that we pray. Let every heart give him a great big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Jesus.
Put
your hands together, give God some praise. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful week in the Lord.